This is the podcast for life theming. My name's Josh, and this is
Adam.
We are here to talk about magnets because it's been a month of magnets in April 2024. Thank you to all the millions of life themers who play this wonderful game along with us.
Millions of souls in a different dimension.
Oh, yes. Surrounding us.
But not actual humans.
Well, there's at least me and you and Moogie the guinea pig, who's right between us.
Always.
In the guesting gown.
I said to you, Josh, didn't I? She has to come and be a part of this.
Yeah, because she was curled up in her paper bag and she was all wrapped up like a sort of plastic...
Like a Danish pastry?
Danish pastry or plastic poo.
Oh.
From a toy shop.
Let's say a Danish pastry instead.
And anyway, I thought, oh no, I won't get her out this time. I'll let her sleep. But, as you said, she has to come and sit in her dressing gown and listen to us. So she's with us.
Yeah.
We're going to... have a bit of fun talking about the things that most magnetized us about magnets. And it was a suggestion of a theme by Leslie, I think.
I think it was your mum, Leslie.
Very good theme.
Yeah.
And
would you ever say anything different? Would you ever say it's not a good theme?
Well, most of our themes have been good in some way. I think dolls was a bit problematic. I mean, I enjoyed it on different levels, but I don't think it was one of our most successful.
Some
Freedom wasn't very good.
Some are good and some are better.
Yeah, this is an amazing one.
I'm not saying it's not. I was just interested that you seem to say that was a good theme. I say, is there ever a bad theme?
Well, it's a good point. Let's see what magnetizes us about magnets. So we can share, you know, a few things. Doesn't need to be 10. It could be as many as we want.
Yeah.
Things that we feel magnetized towards talking about and taking into our lives after this month, almost like the magnetic legacies of magnets.
Wow. How many times can you say magnet in a sentence?
Many more than that, I'm sure, but I won't. I'll just hand over to you to tell about you. Ow!
Oh.
She bit me.
Oh dear.
She bit me.
Well, she's not feeling very magnetized here, is she? She's repelled. And that's, dear folks, what magnets do.
Why did she bite me?
They compel and they repel. I don't know. I can't answer for her, Joshua. Maybe get a stick of celery or something. Okay. Go on, give her something to get her teeth into. Right, while Josh is doing that, I'll start with my first thing that I will talk about, that I feel magnetized to talk about, which in some way relates to magnets, the theme of April.
Oh, she's got some salad.
I said celery.
Oh, she can have some bistro salad. She likes the beetroot.
Oh, the little red beetroot bits. Yeah,
so
there
you,
we go.
The first thing you want to talk about is what?
Sorry, I was just introducing it. I'm going to talk about, it was quite serendipitous because Leslie chose the theme, but I don't know if she knew that there is a really good pub in the centre of the island of Thanet, where we are presently living, called The Magnet in Broadstairs. So I will make space for this one as my first one. Magnetised towards it? Well, yes. I mean, we'd been there before, but we certainly felt magnetised to spending a little bit more time there. And we did the best part of a Saturday, which was fun. But the thing that really stood out, I guess, quite nicely...
Yeah.
...was the fact they have a backgammon club.
Oh, yeah.
Backgammon evening. So we returned a few days later to partake in the backgammon night. We bought our own little one and then played a few games with some locals.
I didn't think you enjoyed it.
No, I mean, it's not that it's not that I didn't enjoy it, but sometimes I'm not on my best form. You know, I'm slightly off the boil, or, you know, I'm just a little bit... feeling a little bit unsociable or just slightly awkward, or, you know, I think that happens Saturday night as well. And I just have those moments where I'm just human. I have good nights and I have okay nights and I have bad nights as well. I wouldn't say the magnet was a bad night. I would say it was an okay night. And I think maybe you and I perhaps had built it up to be thinking it would be a wonderful, wonderful night. And I found it just to be okay. It was simple. It was nice to meet a few locals. It was good to play a couple of backgammon games, but I did feel a little bit I don't know, just not really feeling that sociable, perhaps, or you know. But I still went and gave it my best, and the pub is lovely.
Oh, it's a wonderful pub. I agree.
Lovely decor, you know, those kind of interesting bottles made into lamps, and lots of different funny posters, and the magazine was named after the magazine called The Magnet, which was published around there, and then the person who had the building or the pub decided to name the pub after that publication. It's good music, it's great beer. I like the way they do that thirds thing.
Oh yeah,
you know, you can have three thirds.
And yeah, like a little beer festival.
Decent price, because in 2024, when a pint of beer is around £4.50, that's now a good, pretty decent price, which I can't believe I'd ever say.
Yeah, it's times have changed.
Right, yeah. It just keeps going up and up. I mean, by the time I'm an old geezer, we'll be paying £20 a pint, and I'll be thinking it's a bargain. Well, you're going to crinkle crankle all the way through this.
Well, she's gobbling up this beetroot.
That's what she wanted.
But this bistro salad is meant to be a mixture of red chard, lamb's lettuce, spinach and beetroot. But it's only got beetroot and...
Spinach.
So a bit of a rip-off.
Well, she's just as well, she's enjoying it.
Well, I'm worried that I'm giving her positive associations with biting me, because she bit me and I'm just giving her an endless sequence of beetroot stuff. Oh. So, all right, well, I will go from that and I will talk about something I'm magnetized towards talking about, even though it might not be, it might not make much sense to anyone else. But well, on that day we were in Broadstairs. I had a bit of time on my own and I was in Pyrmont Park, and I felt very interested to think about my physicality, my weight, mm-hmm. my eating habits. And I had this insight, which is working to some extent, I can keep deepening it, that actually, what am I, like, a lot of the stuff that I do, like eat loads of cheese and bread at the weekend and stuff, it's just habits, it's not what I really want. And all I need to do to shift my eating habits is tune in to the thing that I'm more magnetized towards than eating foods that are kind of satiating and satisfying, and I've had millions of times before.
Yeah.
And I went, well, what am I more magnetized towards than that? And it's being in great alignment with my body, my mind, my soul, my heart, my spirit. So, yeah. So I call it the Pyrmont principle.
Nice.
It's being magnetized towards feeling healthy and aligned and all synced up at your best physically, more magnetized than feeling heavy and full after eating foods that you've had loads of times before. So it won't mean much to anyone else probably, but to me that's something that I really was a standout for my month.
That's good.
Great.
That's good.
Are you enjoying your TOPP?
My Fino Sherry, one of the drinks of the month, but not in a good way. Maybe I'm not going to say it's segueing from yours. It's talking about diet and food choice or drink choice. Oh, she'll love that. Nice big leaf. Quite as big as her head. Oh my goodness. I'm drinking Fino Sherry, which was part of a magnet cocktail, Opposites Attract, which was this and Contreau. It's quite disgusting. But I'm going to drink it because I'm not going to spend like £15 on a bottle of booze and then, you know, it go to nothing. And it's very, very cold. It's been in the freezer for a couple of hours and I thought I better get it out so it doesn't freeze. Because unlike spirits, sherry does freeze up.
Mm.
I learned that. So I learned something that... It's horrible, isn't it? It's just horrible. Fino sherry is so dry. It's not your Bristol's cream, is it?
No.
But, you know, we always think about magnets being attracted, but magnets also repel. So you kind of have that pushing as well as pulling. And I kind of feel that I was very aware of that this month. The things that I didn't want to do or didn't enjoy or like this, didn't really like drinking, though I am. But also, it, you know, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all right to say no or not enjoy something or not do it. So I felt magnetized to talk about that and different things that I consumed or did that, yeah, I didn't really feel attracted to, but in life we do sometimes. So cheers.
Cheers.
There's the Fino. Okay, that's my second one.
Mm. All right, well, I'm going to go with Inner Compass.
Mm.
There's a lovely song we've been listening to this month. We all have an inner compass, and it points to our true north. And it's about just a lot of insight I've been having this month about, you know, really trying to tune in to what we want, what our heart desires, rather than what society tells you you need in your life. Mm. I think there's been times in both our lives that we have made decisions based on what we think we should do, and then we've realized after a time it doesn't feel right, and actually we should step away from that and follow what we want to do. And it can be really challenging to tune out distractions and know what's your ego or what's society expectations or what you're doing to try and avoid conflict or trying to avoid being in danger, and really going with what your higher self wants. And it's a work in progress, but yes, I'm definitely keen to keep listening to my intuition.
Mm.
And I had a nice little moment earlier where we were at the backgammon place, and there was this child who seemed to have slight issues. I'm not sure what his issues were, but, you know, neurodiverse, I'd say.
And they're called autism, or
yeah, something like that. Yeah. But he was while he was playing backgammon, or just before he was about to play, he was saying, "I've got Shaboom in my head. I've got Shaboom in my head. It's a song called Shaboom by the Coasters or something." And anyway, I got that song, and I was magnetized towards going for a random walk today, out for a walk around Cliftonville, and then I thought, well, I'll listen to some songs, and then I just had this really great moment with that song, Shaboom, as I was walking past, and a little synchronicity connected to it, and it's just all these little subtle things. It's like the everyday magic around you, and if you notice it, and you notice that some of it has a magnetic pull, and you follow that pull, and then it just, that's the way the adventure starts, and you see where it leads you. So, to sum up, Inner Compass, that's something I'm magnetized towards.
Yeah, I like the Inner Compass. It's a good metaphor. It's very bold. It feels very strong, thinking about your core and what the North means for us individually.
Yeah,
I was doing some more work around, you know, years ago we had a crossroads theme, probably nearly 10 years ago now, and we actually read through a book of The Crossroads of Must and Should. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And that was something I had a focus on one of the weeks in April, around the difference, you know, reminding myself the difference between things we must do and things we should do. Although must doesn't sound very positive, it's almost that it's a compelled, it's an importance, a priority, it's something that actually is very fundamental to our being.
Mm.
It's not that someone is telling us we must do it, it's more that driven from within.
Yes,
whereas the should,
that's exactly it, yeah.
Whereas the should is coming from exterior, it's coming from, as you said, egoic or societal or other expectations. And that's very much that magnet again of being pulled by the must and not feeling forced by the should.
Mm. Yeah, get that.
Yeah.
Jolly good.
So I will say that's my third thing, because that's quite a big insight for me. I've had before, but it was nice that it came to the forefront during this month.
Hmm, good. Well, I'm going to talk about a game called Magnetic that Mum bought us, Leslie bought us for Christmas. And it's hilarious because it seems to be a game with instructions translated into English from Chinese or something. And it's very hard to understand the instructions. And it talks about, well, if you, the first player whose pieces are sucked is the one that's the winner or the loser and that kind of thing. It just made lots of us laugh when we were looking at that. But it's actually a really good game because it's very simple. You basically need to try and get rid of all your magnets, put them in this space within this string, and if you have two piece magnets that are attracted together, or you know three or four, whatever, then you have to pick them up. So it's a very simple game, but actually it's quite strategic because you can move the magnets, you can repel them so they push the string outwards, or you can even go under the table and move the magnets underneath to try and stretch it around. And I've had lots of good moments with it. So I'm magnetized to talk about Magnetic, the game.
Yeah, very simple game, simple for any child or adult to play, easy to carry around, quick to play as well, but it's quite intense in that time.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a
good spectator sport.
It is. So
laugh a minute.
Yeah, laugh a second, perhaps. Depending on Okay. Yeah, not too many seconds. Yeah. Well, that's one for the compendium.
Yeah. Funnily enough, we rarely play games because the game of life is so rich.
We're creating our own game of life, though, aren't we?
No, I don't mean the actual board game of
life. No, I know.
I meant, you know, the game of life we are living in.
No, I got that. But we are creating our own game of life as well.
Based on the old game of life.
Game of Adjuvant Life.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe in the next residency, I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, my fourth one. Well,
this is disgusting.
It really is disgusting. And I was thinking, shall I just put some other drinks in it, like apple juice or not Concho? It would then be in the opposite to track. But I would have to put so many other drinks into it to disguise the flavour.
Maybe you
there's
could
no
cook
real
with
point
it.
In having cooking with it. That's a really good idea. Yeah. Yeah, I'll look in my little
sherry trifle,
my £1 recipe book, to see if he uses sherry in anything. I'd actually, do you know what? I thought about putting sherry in my sauce tonight, and I thought, no, I'd ruin it. It would taste disgusting. That's the problem, is we could cook with it, but I don't think things would taste very nice.
What you do is you get a great big stew, and then you like put a ladle into the stew, but it's like a barrier around it, so then you could put some sherry into that little bit so it doesn't infect the whole stew. It's just within that ladle. And then you lift the ladle out with its sherry stew mix and drink it.
To see.
And see if it tastes all right. And if it tastes awful, then you don't infect the whole stew.
Well, it's dangerous, though. I mean, whenever I put a spoon into a stew, it ends up all over the place. Like, I can't keep a spoon still enough in the stew. The spoon's always want a bit of an adventure, being stirred around or
you're not imagining what I'm trying to say.
No, I got it. You were actually using your hands. You were gesticulating the ladle, and I get it. But I would probably upset the ladle, and then the sherry would contaminate the rest of this stew. That surprised me.
You're gonna have confidence.
Yeah,
like you can learn, you can grow, have a growth mindset. What are you going to say next?
I've got my fourth, and then I might have to end there. I'm going to see if a fifth, if I can squeeze one out myself. But the fourth is to accompany the cocktails, which was, as I said, opposites attract, which was pretty vile. And Magnet itself. Do you remember what was in the Magnet cocktail?
Magnet. It had orange peel. No, it had peach schnapps.
Oh, god, yeah.
Tequila, some kind of curacao or cointreau and vodka.
Yeah. And it was ruined by the peach schnapps. That's another drink I can't stomach, and we've got a whole bottle of it. Anyway, to accompany these cocktails that Friday evening, I spoke to my cocktail buddy, Alexandra, to say, well, what snacks? Well, she was asking me, actually, what snacks should she use? And I said, well, we could, you know, just go out into town, just see where you feel drawn. Don't think too much and just, yeah, kind of get drawn into a shop and just see what catches your eye and just get something that you wouldn't normally get. Or maybe you would, you know, maybe it's something that you haven't had for a while, but it's about being led by your curiosity and what you're magnetized towards. So she did that, as did I, in separate towns. She ended up with an array of very bizarre looking, smelling and tasting kind of snacks, crisps and crunchy things, which you're just finishing off. Well, I couldn't even describe. Well, I know she told me that one of them was chocolate crisps, which were like Wotsits, but chocolate flavoured. So, you know, that's what she was attracted to. And then something called cat's ears, which sounds disgusting, but they were actually quite tasty. I thought they just looked like cat's ears. And then three or four other things. Oh, monkey nuts as well, but you think they were flavoured from the inside. I don't know how they got within the shell. There's no perforation. Anyway, so I like that idea. I mean, especially in Magnet Month, you know, to kind of just be magnetized towards something. And I did the same.